This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn-Mark Roshan-Kanison and Noel Lim. It is 7:07 a.m, Monday the 10th of August, and in about 15 minutes we're going to be hearing from lawyer Hanif Khatri Abdullah about Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad's new party. But before that, we're taking a look at the markets.
Yeah, if we take a look at Friday, it was predominantly a red day in Asia. The KLCI closed down 0.66%. Straits Times, Singapore was down 0.5%. The Hang Seng, Hong Kong was down 1.6%. China was down 1%. Japan was down 0.4%. Only Korea was up that day, 0.4% for them. Australia was down 0.6%. However, if we take a look in the US, it was a mixed day. The Dow was up 0.2%, the S&P barely in the green, 0.06%, and the NASDAQ was down 0.9% that day. I think this is largely due to, if we take a look at the most value of stocks traded that day, Apple was down 2.3% that day, along with Tesla, Amazon, Microsoft. Pretty much a red day for most of the tech stocks that day.
All right, and this morning, to give us a bit of insight into global markets, we have on the line with us Kingsley Jones, Chief Investment Officer at Jevons Global. Kingsley, thank you so much for joining us. Now, the S&P 500 is nearing some record highs for the year. Are PE ratios for those companies looking overinflated, or do you think the present valuations are justified?
Well, some uplift in valuations is warranted by the much lower bond rates. However, we have to be wary of the durability of growth. I mean, a dollar of future earnings is worth much more when the interest rates are low. And that's why you've seen some of the mega cap technology stocks really move higher, you know, the Amazons of the world. But we need to be careful about that because it's assuming that they're going to dominate for a very long time. And we have to remember, for example, IBM is no longer really the company it was in the past when it dominated mainframe computers. So our focus really, given the high valuations, is on those firms we think probably have the more durable growth franchises, not necessarily the highest rate of growth. So that's, for us, Microsoft, Apple, and in semiconductors, Taiwan Semiconductor, because of the big contest between China and the US on controlling the future of high tech.
Well, you know, speaking about tech, still on that, the NASDAQ VIX, I think they closed at a new low yesterday, a new low last week. And really since the first time, I think, since February. What do you make out of this? Is it a summer effect? Traders are, you know, on holidays? Or, you know, what do you read from this?
I think, you know, you picked out the holidays, and August is typically a quiet time for markets. Most of the action happens when funds managers in Europe and the US come back from holidays, and that's really in September, October. So, look, it may be a little bit of a false quiet until we see exactly what's happening, you know, the calm before the storm, as it were. But, look, we'll be watching closely what happens with the economic data and also with the progress of the virus to get positioned to head off that return of funds managers from their holidays.
Now, taking a look at some earnings, Kingsley, Berkshire Hathaway results came out over the weekend, and their earnings look to be significantly supported by the rally in Apple stock. Did anything else stand out to you from Berkshire?
Well, look, I think with Berkshire, we always have to be mindful that there's really two businesses there. There's the investment activities of the firm, where it takes the cash flows it gets from its big franchise businesses in insurance, in utilities, and other areas like the railroads, and then reinvests that in the market in stocks. And so you rightly pointed out, I mean, Apple has been a real support for Berkshire through this period, but its earnings are a little softer in the other areas. So we'll be looking closely at that because there may be an opportunity in Berkshire stock to buy perhaps later this year, because you've got that near-term weakness, and we just need to see you know, how that pulls through.
And Kingsley, Saudi Aramco has also reported earnings. They saw a 73% on-year fall in net income to $6.6 billion, and yet they're still pushing ahead with dividend plans, although other major oil players have cut back. So should investors be concerned over these earnings, or are they just a temporary setback?
They're probably a temporary setback. We have to remember that Saudi Aramco is really the lowest cost producer anywhere around, and that's due to the very, very large oil fields that it operates. So, yeah, the earnings are down a lot. I think probably what this newly listed company is trying to do here is reassure investors that it can be a stalwart in paying dividends when others are cutting. So, look, I do think it's a near-term blip. We just have to watch and see what happens with the oil market going forward.
Well, you know, just looking at some economic data here, July's non-farm payrolls figure couldn't match the buoyancy of June's numbers. So I'm actually more interested in what you think will happen in August, because I think this July numbers could be due to the fact that some parts of the economy had to be closed down again. So what do you think will happen in July? Are we going to see a floor level? You know, surely people cannot be just losing jobs everywhere.
Well, yes. I mean, there is that. I mean, the pace or rate at which we see jobs lost should naturally come down, because many jobs have been lost already. You know, the big factor is whether jobs or new jobs are being added, and I don't think there's much momentum there yet. The main thing to recognize here is that the support that fiscal support the governments have been offering all around the world, you know, paying, as in Australia, JobKeeper is the name of the program where, you know, those who are furloughed get some money. And there are versions of that all around the world. But this is fading now. You know, governments are having to realize they can't do this indefinitely, so they're cutting back on the payments at a time when I don't think the employment momentum on the positive side is strong enough yet to carry us through. So I think we're going to hit a bit of an air pocket over the next 3 to 4 months. And as investors, we need to be mindful that folks haven't got a little overexcited in pushing markets this high.
Now, Kingsley, we talked a little bit about the NASDAQ earlier and how it was down at the end of last week. Now, we saw the FANGs, except for Facebook, in the red at the end of the week. And this is following some of the news around the White House and Chinese tech companies. Why were the FANGs down as well? Was this something else? Was there something else in the markets that spooked them?
Look, I think in a way investors are starting to realize that, you know, government's a big factor in the maintenance of their franchises. I mean, we've been discussing this for a long time about how, you know, Silicon Valley is more powerful than the government, but obviously that's not true in terms of making laws. And companies that get afoul of government lawmaking are probably going to get into trouble. And in a way, that's what we're seeing now, where, you know, the former trade war between China and the US has now metastasized into a pursuit of different companies like Tencent and others. TikTok has been in the news a lot with the Trump administration trying to ban them. So I think that investors are starting to have a bit of a pause and a bit of a think about which of these tech companies they really want to back through the next period, because they've become politics in a sense. And that's just down to the power of the media platforms.
Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, Kingsley. That was Kingsley Jones, Chief Investment Officer at Jevons Global, based in Canberra. And I think his point there basically comes back to the idea that this is the new platform of a Cold War, right? So the war this time is being fought through the lenses of the US big tech and Chinese big tech, and it's a bit of a toss-up of what's going to happen as a result.
Yeah, so I think with this COVID-19 thing that's going on, you know, a lot of interest obviously would gravitate towards tech stocks, because mm-hmm. that's where where companies are showing promising results, and hence all that interest.
Yeah, I can't help but compare a little bit of a parallel to OPEC and oil, right? So though a lot of times you see that the oil war between the OPEC producers and then and their war against shale mm-hmm. and how they use that as a geopolitical tool, tech just seems to be joining that. So it's basically, everyone just uses the tools at their disposal in geopolitics today.
Yeah, and vaccines will be the next war.
Certainly, indeed. And we're about to head into some messages now, though. And then up next, we're speaking with Hanif Khatri Abdullah, legal advisor to Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad on Tun Mahathir's new party. So be sure to stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.